Yiraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, five lines from the top, by the words Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav. So it says the Gemara, Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, Hayap Kusa Didikla, Misachin Behu. You're allowed to use these offshoots of a palm tree for Schach. And the Chayr is Pashut, it grows in the ground, it's not Makabot Tomo, so you could use it as Schach. So what's the Chiddush? So Rav Gidol Amar Rav explains that Afal Gav Dagidi, even though it seems like it's a bundle, it's naturally, it grows that it's the different pieces, and it's all connected naturally on the bottom. So I might think that now it's considered a bundle, and we mentioned earlier on Yud Beis that there's a Gzeira not to use bundles as Schach. So I might think this should be included in the Gzeira, says Rav Gidol Amar Rav, and no, it's Mutter, because Eged Bidei Shemayim, Loi Shmei Eged, being that it was only bundled naturally, it's like Eged Bidei Shemayim, so that's not considered a bundle, landing this Gzeira of Gzeira Saitzer at least. And Afil Gav Dehadar Agidlu, and even if you would go ahead and rebundle it yourself, it's only considered like one piece, being that it's naturally connected, so it's all considered like one piece, even though it splits off. And therefore, if you bundle it, it's not considered halachically a bundle. There's no such thing as bundling one thing. One thing is not called a bundle. And therefore, even if you would then wrap it up together, from the other end, it would still not be considered a bundle. Similar halacha, or the same halacha, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Shila, that Hani Dukri Dikani, Misakhan Behu, these they're stalks of reeds, you're allowed to use them as schach. And again, seemingly it's pashut, it grows from the ground, it's not makabel tomo, so you can use it as schach. The chiddush is afal gav degidin inu, even though they're connected on the bottom, eged bidei shamayim lo yishmei eged, being that it's naturally connected, you didn't actually bundle it, that's not considered a bundle, and afal gav dehadar agid lehu, and even if you would go ahead and bundle it again yourself, eged b'chad lo yishmei eged, it's only considered one piece, and therefore it's not considered a bundle. Tani nami hachi, we learned in the braisa like this as well, kanim vidoy kranin, if you have reeds, or you have these do krunin, which is a type of kli, a pole used for digging. You're allowed to use it as chach. In fact, the Gemara kanim pshita. Ah, why is the Braisa telling me you could use reeds? It's obvious. Why wouldn't you be able to use reeds? It's referring to reeds that are like the way we described before. It's like a bunch of pieces that are connected on the bottom. And misakin behen, that's the chiddush of the Braisa, that you could use that as chach, even though they're naturally connected on the bottom. It's not considered a bundle because eged bidei Shemayim lo shmei eged. Now we mentioned the memra of Rav Chista Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Shila. So now the Gemara Rabbi Chananel explains, just mentions another memra that Amar Rav Chista Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Shila Hani Mirarisa de Agma. This maror known as Mirarisa de Agma, it's a type of lettuce, a type of chazeres. It grows by the swamps. Adam Yaitzi ben Yedei Chayvasi ben Pesach. You're able to be Yaitzi in the midst of maror with this maror. In fact, the Gemara, you could be Yaitzi even though it has a different name, even though it's called Mirarisa de Agma. Meisve. In fact, the Gemara when it comes to Ezaiv, any time the Torah says Ezaiv, like by Paraduma, that you sprinkle the Mechatas using Ezaiv, when the Torah says Ezaiv, it means Ezaiv, v'loi Ezaiv Yava, not Greek Ezaiv, v'loi Ezaiv Kechali, not Blue Ezaiv, v'loi Ezaiv Midbari, v'loi Ezaiv Raimi, v'loi Ezaiv Sheyesh Hashem Avai, not any Ezaiv that has some sort of modifying name to it, not a nickname. It has to be a regular Ezaiv. And if so, the question is, that means when the Torah says to have Marur on Pesach, presumably that also means just to have plain Marur, not Marur that has another name. So how could you be Yotze with Mirarisa de Agma even if it has another name to it? Says the Gemara, two terutzim. Amar Abaye, kol shenishtane shemay kaida matan Torah, anytime you have something which had different names before matan Torah, like by Ezev, Ezev Yavon, Ezev Midbari, Ezev Raimi, those were all things that existed before matan Torah. Ubasa Torah vikpida olav, and the Torah came and it said in a few places to use Ezev, and it just said Ezev, it didn't say these different types. Biyadua shliyeshul shem avai, it must be the Torah's being makbid not to use the other type which has a shem avai. It's telling you to use just regular Ezev. However, by Marer, Vahani Loi Nishtani Shmayu Kaina Matan Torah Klal. But this Mirarisa Dagma, it wasn't called Mirarisa Dagma before Matan Torah, it was just called Marer. So even though nowadays we call it Mirarisa Dagma, that doesn't make it that now it's a problem. The Torah's problem, it's only a problem if we assume that the Torah is specifically coming to be La'afuke, that thing. But here where it was called Marer, Bishas Matan Torah, so Adarabba, when the Torah said Marer, it was also talking about this. Rav Amar, different Torahs, that even though you can't use something which has a shem levai, but hani Mirarisa Stama Shemayu. But this Mirarisa Dagma, really it's just Mara. It's really not different than regular Mara. Really it's just regular Mara. Vahaydi Karilu Mirarisa Dagma, Misham de Mishtakach Baagma. It just gets a name, Mirarisa Dagma, because it grows by the swamp. So that's why it's called like that. But not because it's so intrinsically different. Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista said that Iged Bechad Leish Me'eged. If you bundle one thing together, so that's not called a bundle. Shal Leish Me'eged. If you bundle together three things, so then that's considered a bundle. Rashi learns this is talking about Bein Le'inyan Ezev, well, let's say by Paraduma, or Bein Le'inyan Tzchach regarding Gzeiris Eitzer. If you bundle together three things, that's already considered a bundle. Shnayim, to bundle together two things, so that's a Machlekes Rabbi Yosi in the Rabbanim. We learned in the Mishnah in Maseches Parah, the Mishnah says that mitzvah Ezev Shleisha Klachim, the mitzvah of Ezev to take, when you take the Ezev, so what is, how do you, what Ezev do you take? You take three roots, you pluck from the ground three roots, Ubehen Shleisha Givaylin, and on them are three stems, Rashi explains one stem on each root, and that's considered a bundle, three stems, that's a bundle. When you bundle those together, that's going to be considered a bundle. However, Rabbi Yosi Aymer, mitzvahs ezev shleisha, there's a mitzvah to use shleisha, three stems, ushiyarev shnayim, lemaisa, if one of them falls off, so then it's okay to use two. Vigarduma of kolshu, and if part of the stem breaks off, as long as you just have a kolshu, a stub that's a kolshu, that's still considered a stem in this, and it's kosher. So now, what's the machlekes Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim? They both seem to say that you have to have three. So kasalka daiten mide shiyarev shnayim tchilasunami shnayim. That when Rabbi Yosi said that if you have two at the end of the day, so that would be fine, it must be that he really holds that even two is even initially okay. That two is completely fine, it's already considered an eged. It's considered a bundle when you have two. V'haydi katani shleisha l'mitzvah. That which he said initially, to use three, that's l'chatchila, there's a mitzvah to use three. But really, it's considered an eged, even if you just have two. Now, umid Rabbi Yosi shleisha l'mitzvah, l'rabbanan shleisha l'akev. It must be, it has to be a machlekes, so if Rabbi Yosi held that three is just l'mitzvah, it's just an added mitzvah, so it must be that when the rabbanan said you have to have three, it must be they meant that that's l'ikuva. It's only considered a bundle if you have three. So you see, it's a machlekes, rabbanan. And Rabbi Yosi, how much is considered a bundle? The Rabbanan hold that only three is considered a bundle. Two is not a bundle. And Rabbi Yosi holds that no, even two is considered a bundle. Three is just la mitzvah. Fract the Gemara, is that really true? The Rabbi Yosi holds that two is considered a bundle. V'atani, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yosi Eimer, Eizayv, Tchilas Eishnayim, Ushiyarv Echad, Pasol. That if you have two and you have leftover of one, that's Pasol. V'enay kosher, Achi, Tchilas Eishleisha, Ushiyarv Shnayim. It's not even kosher, it's the Yikuva. You have to have three in the beginning. Not like we assumed that from the fact that Rabbi Yosi was matir, two b'di'evet, it must be that really even l'chatchila you could use two. No, three is li'ikuva. You need to have three. Says the Gemara, Epoch, so it must be that we understood the machlekes fakar. Rather, the Rabbi Yosi shleisha la'akiv, Rabbi Yosi holds that three is li'ikuva, and to make a machlekes out of it, it must be that l'rabbanan shleisha l'mitzvah. According to the Rabbanan, that which you need three is just l'mitzvah, really two is already considered a bundle. So again, it's really still that two is telling me the machlekes Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanan, just the machlekes is the opposite of what we understood until now. Rather, according to the Rabbanan, three is, that already two is considered a bundle, and according to Rabbi Yosi, only three is considered a bundle. And the Gemara brings a riot to this, that the Rabbanan hold that two is already a bundle. But Tanya, this is just like that which we learned in the Braisa, that Ezoi Tchilas Eishnayim Ushiyarav Echad. It says it starts off as two, that's already perfectly fine. Ushiyarav Echad, and as long as you have one remaining, that's also kosher. Ve'enei Pasol Achi Yehei Tchilas Ushiyarav Echad. It's only Pasol if either you start off with one, or if you have a leftover of one. For Akta Gemara, that doesn't make any sense. Shiar of Echad Pasol, if you have a leftover of one, it's Pasol. Ha'amit Shiar of Echad Kasher? You said in the line right before that if you're leftover with one, it's Kasher. Ala Ema, what the Braisa means to say, is Ad Shetehei Tchilaso Kishiar of Echad. That's only Pasol if you start off with the same amount, that's only Kasher B'dieved. Meaning if you start off with one, that's going to be Pasol. But two is Kasher. So now, who is the time of this Braisa? Who holds that you're allowed to use two, even that two is completely fine, that it's not li'ikuva? According to Rabbi Yosi, we already brought a Braisa who said that three is li'ikuva. You can't use two. So who is the time of this Braisa? It must be the Rabbanan, and you see that the Rabbanan hold that you're allowed to use two, that two is already considered a bundle.